for today's modern smoker.
Greetings, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. My name is Ben Fuchs. I am a nutritional pharmacist and your host on The Bright Side. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your wellness and to your vitality and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, from hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne and psoriasis, from fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous, but what is in the world of the body, simply standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while it may seem miraculous to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than business as usual, nothing more than the way the body works. If you have questions about health, about nutrition, about prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here to help you out. You can give us a shout at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you have success stories, we love hearing those. If you have questions about nutritional supplementation, if you have questions about a particular disease state or something that's going on in your life or the life of a loved one, we want to know about it and help you out at 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. They know all about the longevity products. Ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That is powdered nutrition. You add it to water. You drink it up just the way you're supposed to do with nutrients. Easy on the digestive system. Easy to absorb. And easy on the taste buds, too, because it tastes great. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Ask Phyllis and Andy or Nasima about it at 866-735-2470. You can also ask them about the Healthy Start Pack, which includes the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Or you can always go to my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join Now link, and somebody will get back to you with information. We also have videos up there, and we have got some good information, some blog material up there. I try to update it on a periodic basis. And let's see, I think that's it for the housekeeping. I wanted to continue talking today about my favorite subject when it comes to nutrition, which is fats and essential fats, essential fatty acids. Last week we talked about the connection of fats to those incredible molecules in the body called prostaglandins. The best way to think about prostaglandins is as master hormones. They're called prostaglandins because when they were first found back in the early decades of the 20th century, they were first found in the prostate. But it wasn't until the 1970s or the 1980s that we really started to appreciate the importance of these incredible, tiny, infinitesimally small, and infinitesimally short-lived molecules. In fact, the effects in the body are powerful anyway, but they're so powerful compared to this tiny, tiny, tiny amount that it needs examining. We really have to look at how tiny these things are, given how important and how powerful the effects are in the body. If you take a penny weighs about 2.5 grams. Well, the effects of prostaglandins are effective at a weight that is a billionth of a penny. That is, in other words, you could take a billion effective molecules of prostaglandin to weigh a penny. That is unbelievable, and that's one of the reasons why we really still don't know a lot about prostaglandins, and we didn't even know they existed until the early part of the 20th century. And because these things are so active, because prostaglandins are so active, the body will destroy them instantaneously. So a prostaglandin will do its work, and then within a nanosecond, a billionth of a second, that prostaglandin disappears. So What I'm saying here is these things are so tiny and so short-lived that they're essentially invisible, and they were undetectable until our research equipment became sophisticated enough to really see what was happening, and that didn't happen until the late 20th century. It wasn't even until 1982 when a guy named John Vane won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for his work on prostaglandins and aspirin that we really started to figure out what these things were doing in the body. By the way, drug manufacturers really love prostaglandins because by controlling prostaglandins, basically blocking prostaglandins, you can have a wide-ranging effect on the body. Aspirin, Tylenol, Motrin, all of your so-called NSAID drugs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Naprosyn or Indocin, and your COX, COX inhibitor drugs like Vioxx and Motrin to a certain extent, all work at the prostaglandin level. So it's really important that we understand these things. Prostaglandins, by their action on opening and closing circulatory vessels, are the key player in all inflammatory processes. Do you think this is important, folks? Disease is basically inflammation, and all inflammation is controlled via prostaglandins. So we got to figure out what's happening here, and it turns out that we have more control over these things than we've been told. Today we know there are three main classes of these substances, three classes of prostaglandins. We call them class 1, class 2, and class 3. Class 1 prostaglandins and class 3 have a relaxing effect, an opening effect on the body. Remember, these prostaglandins are causing all the opening and closing things to happen in the body. So prostaglandins 1 and 3 relax and open. Prostaglandins 2 contract and close. What's important about this balance is the balance. Both functions are important. The body is an incredibly complex, dynamic process of opening and closing and relaxing and contracting reactions that have to happen in a balance and in a certain kind of harmony. The inflammatory process, once again, is 100% controlled by prostaglandins opening and closing things. And that's why drug companies love prostaglandin machinery. When you have inflammation and then pain and then disease, if you go to your doctor, the medical model is going to say, let's shut down prostaglandins, and that's why you get aspirin, and that's why you get Motrin, and that's why you get your Vioxx or your Tylenol or your Naprosyn. Doctors love to control these prostaglandins. The bright side perspective is completely different. The bright side perspective is to try to understand why inflammation is happening. What's going on with the prostaglandins? Not shut it down, figure out what's happening. The cool thing about prostaglandins is we have two very important control points at our disposal for determining which prostaglandins will be produced. For determining whether inflammatory prostaglandins are going to win out or anti-inflammatory prostaglandins will dominate. And these two control points represent our power in this whole health versus disease process. We have control over the process, folks. We're in charge of these two points. That means no doctors. That means no drugs. That means no insurance companies necessary, and that is good news. If you have any kind of health challenge related to inflammation, and that means pretty much every health challenge you can think of, in fact, if there's a health challenge that doesn't have some connection to inflammation, I don't know what it is. So everything from acne to arthritis, from tinnitus to tendinitis, and everything in between can improve when we start to understand the prostaglandin system and when we start to work with the prostaglandin system and take our control back over our body. There's two main control points. We're going to discuss these when we come back from our break. Our phone number here is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. I encourage you all to get on board early in the program. If you call me later in the program, it's a little bit more difficult for me to get to you. So if you've got questions about anything we're talking about today, or if you have questions about this whole inflammatory process and how inflammation is related to your particular health challenge, try to get on board earlier. Got a letter from Nancy, who writes about something called polymyalgia rheumatica. I love these big words, these fancy names that the medical world loves to use. Polymyalgia rheumatica. Guess what, folks? Another example of an inflammatory condition. We'll get to Nancy's letter, as well as your phone calls, and continue talking about frosted gland is when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Nancy writes about polymyalgia rheumatica, and I got this letter, and it just kind of made me want to talk about it a little bit, because nothing, it exemplifies what's wrong with medicine to me. When I hear diagnosis like polymyalgia rheumatica or reflex sympathetic dystrophy,
What it says to me is that we don't really want to get to the bottom of our disease states from a medical perspective. The patients might want to get to the bottom of the disease states, but I'm not convinced the medical model is really interested in finding the bottom, the cause of these disease states. So when I see polymyalgia rheumatica, I see a perfect example of that, because polymyalgia rheumatica is nothing more than inflammation, folks. Polymyalgia means a lot of pain. Poly meaning many, mya meaning muscle, alga meaning pain, rheumatica meaning some kind of flowing. So you have a lot of muscle pain related to flowing. What is that telling you, folks? It says inflammation, pain. Flowing meaning inflammation, polymyalgia meaning a lot of pain. That's the way we do diagnosis in the medical world. Reflex sympathetic dystrophy. What does that say? Well, your sympathetic nervous system is your emergency nervous system. So something's going on in the emergency nervous system and it's causing some kind of dystrophy or problem with growth, in this particular case, with nerves. The point I'm making here, folks, is at the bottom of almost every single disease you got, you're going to find the inflammatory process. Now, inflammation is the body's response to injury. So if you have inflammation, you got injury, just like if you have smoke, you have fire. So when you have polymyalgia rheumatica or reflex sympathetic dystrophy, or if you have fibromyalgia, or if you have any kind of multiple sclerosis, if you have any kind of nerve inflammatory condition, you want to figure out where the injury is. The injury is almost always going to be found through something that you're putting into your body inappropriately. It can come through the skin, rarely. It can come through the lungs, occasionally. And it can come through the digestive system, almost always. So, Nancy, for your polymyalgia rheumatica, or let's see, what's this gentleman's name here? Thomas, who writes about reflex sympathetic dystrophy. And also for Stephen, who writes for multiple sclerosis. Get to the bottom via the inflammatory process, find the injury, go to the digestive system, eliminate digestive causes, and see how you feel. Folks, if you eliminate the digestive causes or occasionally the respiratory causes, you will find yourself clearing up almost every single symptom you can name. If it means fasting, fast. I can't tell you how many times people tell me they don't think that they can fast, they don't think they can stop eating. Yes, you can. You will feel better, especially if you're symptomatic. As far as prostaglandins go, that's how inflammation occurs in the body, via prostaglandins. But we have control. We have major control points, two major control points over this inflammatory process that's controlled or mediated via prostaglandins. So what are the two control points? Well, before we get into that, I want to continue discussing this idea of three classes of prostaglandins and how they're made in the body. So you've got class 1 or series 1, class 2, class 3. Class 1 and class 3 are your relaxation ones, and class 2 are your contraction prostaglandins. Sometimes nutritionists and medical folks will call your series 1 and 3 good prostaglandins, and sometimes they'll call the series 2 bad prostaglandins, because the inflammatory process is really initiated by the activity of these series 2 prostaglandins and anti-inflammation with series 1 and series 3. So the bad and good designation is really kind of unfortunate, because you need both to survive. There's no bad and good. It's just the balance. So-called bad prostaglandins, which promote inflammation, are critical for blood clotting, for wound healing, and for keeping poisons from entering into the general circulation. Remember, the inflammatory process is the way the body protects itself from injury. You need inflammation. We need to be inflamed if there's an injury. Taking an anti-inflammatory drug that knocks out the prostaglandin system is not good science. The key is to keep the production of series 2 prostaglandins in balance with series 1 and series 3, and that is done through the control points that I'll be getting to here in just a second. But first, we want to see how the prostaglandins are derived, where they come from, and this is one of the central points in all of nutrition, in all of health, in all of wellness. You see, all prostaglandins, these incredibly important molecules that are responsible for all of the activities in the human body, for all the opening and all the closing and all the firing and all the not firing and all the relaxing and all the contracting, all the activities in the human body that come from prostaglandins are derived from essential fatty acids. This is why I hit this so hard every day almost on the Bright Side. EFAs, 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 and fat absorption, so you make sure you're absorbing your EFAs, because these unbelievably, stupendously critical molecules called prostaglandins come directly from essential fatty acids. That means if there's any deficiency in EFAs, prostaglandin chemistry will be messed up, and from there, every health challenge you can name is a potential result. If we are deficient in EFAs through intake, which almost everybody is, folks, if you're not supplementing, if we're deficient in EFAs through intake, or if we're deficient in essential fatty acids through malabsorption in fats, our prostaglandin system will be messed up, and from that point forward, every single health challenge that you can name can result. Then there are nutrients, cofactors, that are involved in turning EFAs into prostaglandins. The B vitamins, especially vitamins B6 and B3, are important, and I can't tell you how many folks are deficient in the B vitamins because they're not supplementing. Vitamin C deficiency is also very common, and vitamin C is also very important for turning EFAs into prostaglandins. And then the minerals magnesium and zinc are critical for turning essential fatty acids into prostaglandins. Magnesium and zinc deficiency, like B vitamins and like vitamin C, are also very common. And then magnesium and zinc have a second problem associated with them, in that they require a good fat absorption system. So if your fat absorption system is messed up, you're not going to be getting your magnesium and zinc, you're not going to be getting your EFAs. If you're not taking your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you're not going to get your B vitamins, you're not going to get your vitamin C. You can see why we're so sick, folks. And then you're going to go to the doctor, and he's going to say, oh, you have polymyalgia rheumatica. We have to give you some Vioxx or some Motrin because we don't know what's causing it. Well, if you backtrack to the inflammatory cascade, you'll see that if you're deficient in EFAs, you're deficient in the cofactors that turn the EFAs into prostaglandins, you're having fat malabsorption problems, so you're not absorbing your magnesium and your zinc, disease has to result. It's an inevitable result. So your first control point for helping the body make these stupendously significant chemicals is the foods we are eating, especially essential fatty acids. It's our overall intake of essential fatty acids, and what's more, it's the proportions and the ratios of essential fatty acids that are going to have an effect on what prostaglandins are being formed. Prostaglandins 1, 2, and 3, the balance of 1, 2, and 3, are dependent on the amounts and the proportions of omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids that we're taking. We'll continue this when we come back from a break. Heather, stay on the line. Ty will get to you as well. Same with Charles. We got a couple lines open at 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're coming back right after this break.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 21 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now, 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, if you like, is here. I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, your co-host, your host. And if you like what you hear on the program today, you can always get to our archives at brightsideben.com 24/7. You can check out all the shows that we've done for the last few months. And if you like what you hear, we encourage you to tell your friends that we're here every day on the Genesis Communication Network, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, get to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link, or you can always call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. We're talking about prostaglandins, their relationship to essential fatty acids. Prostaglandins are those tiny little molecules, a billionth of the weight of a penny. Yet these tiny little molecules are responsible for all of the movement inside the body that is connected to contraction and relaxation, to opening and to closing, and they have an amazingly important role to play in the inflammatory process. And of course, all disease has an inflammatory component. So by understanding prostaglandins and by understanding how to control them, you can have a huge impact on the body's inflammatory process. Control point number one for prostaglandins involves essential fatty acids and the cofactors as well, omega-6 and omega-3, and that is the main reason why I hit EFA so hard on this program. And when I do my nutritional consultations, I'm always hitting omega-6s and omega-3s, omega-6s and omega-3s. There's some problems, unfortunately, with the balance of omega-6s and 3s, and that's because we don't really know what an appropriate balance of omega-6 and omega-3 is. If you have an inflammatory condition, you may want to consider dropping your omega-6 fats and increasing your omega-3 fats. That's because the omega-6 fats, I'll tell you where you get those from in a second, the omega-6 fats are involved in the inflammatory process, and the omega-3 fats are involved in the anti-inflammatory process. Omega-6 fats come from most vegetable oils like corn and safflower and sunflower. Nutritionally, they come from evening primrose and borage. Most of the oils that we ingest are essential fatty acid rich in omega-6. However, because we process these oils, because we cook these oils, we lose the omega-6s. So a lot of us, even if we're eating corn oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, soy oil, these oils that should have omega-6s in them, even if we're eating them, because of processing, we're losing them. And heat is a mortal enemy to omega-6s and omega-3s, and it doesn't take much heat. So the best bet is to take your omega-6s in supplemental fashion. Evening primrose oil and borage oil are the two best sources of supplemental omega-6s. Hemp seed oil is also a good source of supplemental omega-6. Most capsules or liquids that contain essential fatty acids will use evening primrose or borage. Omega-3s are a little trickier to find. Hemp seed contains omega-3s. Flax seeds are probably your best sources of omega-3s. And then, of course, there's fish oil, which some people consider to contain omega-3s, but they don't really. And I'll explain what I mean when we continue our discussion on omega-6s and omega-3s and prostaglandins in the coming days. But I want to get to some phone calls. We've got some folks who've been online for a while. Heather in Texas, what's going on?
My grandmother is undergoing chemotherapy for colon cancer. Okay. And she was recently diagnosed with, diabetes. Okay. So she's never had a problem with her blood sugar before, but since she's been undergoing this chemotherapy, it's become a problem. And I wondered if this may be related to inflammatory response as well.
Chances are it is. I can't tell you for sure because I don't know your grandmother and I don't know what she's doing, but I can tell you first of all, colon cancer is going to wreak havoc on every system in the body. So that because the colon is involved in how she absorbs nutrients, and from that point, everything can happen. If there's cancer involved, everything can happen there also. I don't know if you've listened to the program before, but the colon contains, the small colon contains little openings into the immune system, into the lymph. And so if there's cancer in the colon, from that point, anything can happen, including diabetes. So I don't know necessarily that it's specifically related to the inflammatory process, although I can tell you there's probably an inflammatory component. Remember, inflammation is the body's response to injury. So where you have injury, you're going to have inflammation. Clearly, if you have colon cancer and then on top of that chemotherapy, you're going to have injury, then you're going to have inflammation. So whether or not it's directly related, I couldn't tell you, but I could tell you almost 100% there is some inflammation going on in there. The fact that she's on chemotherapy is going to make it very difficult to treat anything because chemotherapy is designed to kill things. Now, the better chemotherapy just kills cancer cells or just targets cancer cells, but it's impossible just to kill only cancer cells. So she's basically killing off her body with the chemotherapy. Now, if you want to talk about a really silly medical strategy, chemotherapy is one of the silliest. If it's a last resort, that's one thing. But to kill the body, to kill the cancer, strikes me as being the height of stupidity. And it really exemplifies what's wrong with our medical model. And again, if it's a last resort and there's no other options, then there's no other options. But if there are, I would be exploring them. As far as the diabetes goes, the only way you're going to be controlling that, if she's on chemotherapy and if she has colon cancer, is by being super mega strict with her diet. I'm not sure if an older person is necessarily willing to do that. If she has decades of eating one a certain way, it's going to be difficult for her to change that. If I were her, I'd be making absolutely 100% sure I was staying away from anything that was spiking insulin. That means bread, pasta, rice, potatoes, cereal, fruit juice, all the usual suspects, and then be pounding, I mean pounding nutrients that stabilize insulin and help with blood sugar. And the most important ones are the B vitamins, all of them, but especially vitamin B1 and B3. The minerals chromium and vanadium, magnesium and zinc will probably be very important for her. You know what? Get her on essential fatty acids as well if you can. But she's going to need to make sure her essential fatty acids are in liquid fashion, and it might be hard for her to be absorbing those. But anything you can give her that will any kind of foods that will not spike her insulin will be helpful. And I would be, if I was her or you, I would be emphasizing liquid nutrition. Anything that can help her get nutrients into her body without having to be processed through the digestive system will help. You may want to consider, I'm not sure how open she would be to this, but this is what I would be doing, is intravenous nutrients, IV nutrients, especially glutathione. And for folks out there who might not be familiar with that, that's spelled G-L-U-T-A-T-H-I-O-N-E, glutathione. Intravenous vitamin C. You know what you might want to do, or have your grandmother do if she's up for it, is Google intravenous vitamin C and cancer. And anybody who has cancer should consider this. Google intravenous vitamin C and cancer. There's a huge amount of literature to support the uses of mega doses, super high doses of vitamin C, like 50 grams a day of vitamin C. I mean, ridiculously high doses in intravenous fashion to treat cancer. And don't pay any attention to what your doctor says, because a lot of times doctors aren't up on some of these alternative nutritional therapies. And when I say don't pay attention to your doctor, I mean don't pay attention to him when he says anything about some of these alternative therapies. You are responsible. We're all responsible for our own health, not our doctors. So if your doctor says, oh, that's just baloney, or you might have heard, must have heard some crazy pharmacist on the radio talking about that, don't pay any attention. You do your own research. Intravenous vitamin C and cancer, there's a lot of literature to support the use of high dose of vitamin C in an intravenous fashion for treating vitamin C. I wish I could be more helpful, but that's a large rabbit hole your grandmom's in. God bless you, and good luck with everything. Heather, stay on the line, folks. If you're there, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We'll get all your calls. 866-582-9933 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're coming back after this.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did, and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Thanks for being here, folks. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. We're here 5 days a week, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. Our number today is 866-582-9933. We've been talking about prostaglandins and essential fatty acids, and we'll continue our discussion over the coming days on these important molecules that are responsible for all inflammation in the body. As we've said many times, inflammation is the body's response to injury. If there's an inflammatory process going on in the body, the first thing you want to do, folks, is figure out where the injury is. Before you turn to a prescription drug, and I'm not totally down on prescription drugs if there's some kind of severe pain that you're in, until you can figure out where that injury is occurring or until you can correct the fatty acid imbalance, you may want to take a prescription drug like a Motrin or a Tylenol. But to rely on a prescription drug, to count on a prescription drug, to expect a prescription drug to do what it cannot do, which is heal the body, is simply bad science. So understanding the prostaglandin system is extremely important if we're going to understand how to control the injury, the inflammatory process, and if we're going to understand how to maintain good health. And that's what the Bright Side is about, folks. It's about good health. It's not about curing anything. It's about good health. It's about restoring the body back to its God-given status, its divine status of wellness and vitality. Our number is 866-582-9933. We will continue our discussion tomorrow and in the coming days, but let's get to the phones. Got a bunch of folks who want to talk. Let's see, Karen in Maryland, what's going on?
I think I have a high uric acid content in my body, and I've been taking, and I was wondering if it was related to the prostaglandins, and I find that by taking lots of fish oil, along with all my other vitamins and everything else, I have no issues with it.
Oh, that's very good. Well, you know, a lot of people are down on fish oil these days, and I'll be talking about that probably, if not tomorrow, the next day. But that's good that you're noticing some results. Yes, uric acid, elevated uric acid can cause problems with prostaglandins, and that's one of the reasons why people will get the pain in the big toe that's called gout. Gout is a form of arthritis, and elevated uric acid can cause gout or just regular old arthritis. It doesn't have to be in the big toe. It could be anywhere in the body. So, the inflammatory process is related to prostaglandins, and elevated uric acid can cause problems with inflammation. The most important thing to do when you have elevated uric acid is to reduce fructose and fructose-containing foods, and to work with your diet. And EFAs are one of the most important strategies for taking care of elevated uric acid or for taking care of any kind of inflammatory issue that's associated with elevated uric acid. So you're on the right track, girl. Good thinking. Did you know about that from the program, or had you heard about that somewhere else?
I listened to you, and I got a hint and started doing research. So that's why I was calling you.
That's the way to do it. That's what I want everybody to be doing. Listen to me, and then go do your research. Good job. Thanks for calling from Maryland, Karen. Appreciate that. All right. Ty in Texas. What's cooking? Ty? Do we have Ty?
Every morning. I have two questions kind of tied together. I'm 21 years old, pre-diabetic. My dad has type 2, and I'm a little bit overweight. I'm 225, 230. And
how tall are you, Ty?
I am 5'10". And the other question I think is probably tied in. In high school, for a good 2 years, I was drinking two or three energy drinks a day, two or three times a week, really, really loading up on those. And I've quit now, and I've noticed I'm hypersensitive to caffeine now. And I don't know what I need to do to lose weight and solve that.
Oh, yeah. Good question. That's a great question. I don't have a lot of time. I wish I could spend more time with you. But here's a couple things that you want to do. First of all, I'd be drinking a heck of a lot of water if I were you for a couple of reasons. Number one, as you start to change your diet around, you're going to be losing fat. And when you lose fat, you're going to be releasing toxins. Anybody who's dieting and they notice that they're losing fat, you got to understand that poisons in the body are stored in fat. So as you lose fat, you're going to be releasing poisons, and water can help you clear those out. Secondly, water acts as a great diet aid. A lot of times when we think we're hungry, we're really thirsty. In fact, for anybody who wants to lose weight or anybody who feels like their eating is out of control, try this. Try drinking water when you're feeling hungry. Now, sometimes it's not going to work, and sometimes you're going to need food, but a lot of times it will work. A lot of times when we think we're low energy, when we're low sugar, we're really low liquid. We're dehydrated, and the signs of dehydration are very similar to the signs of low blood sugar, hypoglycemia. So that's another thing that you want to do. And a third way that water can help you out if you're pre-diabetic is water can dilute glucose in the blood. And this is really important for anybody who has sugar problems, pre-diabetic or diabetic. Drinking more water will help dilute sugar in the blood and reduce the insulin response. And that's really the key to this whole thing, key to weight loss is lowering your insulin response, making your body more sensitive to insulin. So drinking more water is going to be super helpful for you, Ty. And especially if you find that you're losing some weight, if the fat's starting to drop off. One of the most important strategies, possibly the most important strategy for anybody who wants to lose weight, is to reduce the insulin-spiking foods. And the insulin-spiking foods are your breads and your pastas and the fruit juices and the rices and the cereals and those kinds of foods. Of course, candy and cake and soda pop go without saying that those are insulin-spiking foods. But a lot of times we don't think that bread is insulin-spiking, and we don't think Cheerios are insulin-spiking, and we don't think cornflakes are insulin-spiking. These are foods that make your insulin go up really fast in order to put out that fire, which is what refined sugars are. They're fire in the body. So you want to reduce your insulin spiking foods, but just saying you're going to reduce your insulin spiking foods, or even just wanting to reduce your insulin spiking foods, is not enough. You have to override the drive for those foods. And the way you do that is by starting off every meal with protein and essential fatty acids. You want to be getting as much of your energy from protein and essential fatty acids as you can. In fact, if you only ate protein and essential fatty acids and vegetables, you got to make sure you've got vegetables in there, that would be the ideal diet. That's your ideal diet, folks, right there, is a concentrated source of protein, preferably a protein powder, because beef is just not quality food these days anymore. Seafood's slightly better, but we've done a number to our oceans, too. So it's a sad thing what we've done to our food proteins. To our animal proteins anyway. There's also, of course, there's vegetable proteins. Pretty much everything has protein, but you need concentrated protein in order to override that insulin response. Concentrated protein is best taken in as a powder. Whey protein is the best. Not everybody can do whey protein. If you can't, go to hemp seed protein, which is the next best. And then there's other alternatives like Brazil nut protein and pea protein and even soy protein. But whatever it is, Ty, or anybody else who wants to lose weight, start off all your meals with protein powder. Ty, if you're weighing 200, did you say 220, 510, 220? You're going to need a lot of protein. You're going to probably want 100 grams minimum a day, and that's 30 grams per scoop. So you're looking at 3 scoops of protein powder per day, minimum. Minimum. You could get 4 or 5 easily, but let's say 3. Start off, if you're doing 3 meals a day, begin each meal with a scoop of protein powder. If you can get liquid EFAs, do a couple tablespoons there or put it on some salad. If you like the capsules, go to the Longevity website, go to my brightsideben.com website and get the ultimate EFAs. Take 3 of those capsules with every meal, so you're taking 9 a day. You'll be doing a scoop of protein and 3 essential fatty acid capsules before you start your meal. And then you can eat as usual, but you'll notice that you're eating less because you've filled yourself up with the protein and the essential fatty acids. And that's always how you want to control your diet. You don't want to have to use willpower. You don't want to have to force yourself away from the table or away from specific foods. If you start off the meal with protein and essential fatty acids, it'll be easier to wean yourself off of these foods. Plus, you'll be making sure that you're getting your protein and your essential fatty acids. Then you want to make sure that you're eating lots of vegetables. I think I said that. Salads, go crazy, go nuts on the salads. And then you want to make sure you're getting enough of these nutrients that speed up your metabolism, especially the B complex of vitamins. They're so, so important. Now, we mention them generally on this program almost every time we do a show, but individually, they've got some tremendous roles to play in making things happen in the body. The bees are the builders. They take things apart and they rearrange things. They build things in the body. They make chemicals happen in the body, and they're very difficult to get from food because they're quickly processed out. So cooking and canning and shipping and freezing and storing all deplete the body of these B vitamins. The best way to get your B vitamins is in liquid fashion. I love the Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. One of the main reasons, because it's got a rich source of liquid, easy-to-absorb B vitamins. Thanks for calling, Ty. Sorry we got to run. That's all we have time for in the Bright Side today. As always, friends, remember, good nutrition is good medicine. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We'll be back and talking at you tomorrow. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. Bye for now.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FAKE-TV.com, the burglar deterrent.